The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord.
Jesus came home with his disciples. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said he is out of his mind. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them, except those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, for they are guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Now his mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent word to him and called him. A crowd gathered around him and said, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are two things in today's Gospel. One is extremely important. I really don't think the other one applies to you, but I'll enunciate it. First of all, always remember the line that Jesus utters today: everything can be forgiven. Everything. That's not what I was taught as a child when I was learning my Catholic faith. I was taught that God was going to get me for this and going to get me for that. And then when I became a teenager and for the first time in my life realized that girls weren't so bad after all, the nuns really descended on me and I knew I was destined for hell. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus says everything can be forgiven. And I think I'll take my chances with him. The second thing is, he says, except those who blaspheme against the Spirit. In another section of the Gospel, he refers to people who have an obtuse spirit. What does he mean? He's talking about people who have formed their own image of religion, of faith, of God, of everything, and no prompting by the Holy Spirit is ever going to get them to rethink or change their mind. And it's exactly the handful of cardinals and bishops who are so strongly resisting Pope Francis today. They have their own preconceived notion, and they're not open to the Holy Spirit changing that. I'm convinced that the Spirit is speaking to us through Pope Francis in a way that he hasn't done in a long time. His invitation to divorced and civilly remarried people to come here to the table and be fed is a dramatic change from the harsh way we treated those people in the past. His response to a question about gay people, "Who am I to judge?" Those things change the whole paradigm. We move away from harshness and treating people and pushing them to the sides to embrace the welcoming of Jesus Christ himself. Remember, everything can be forgiven. Amen.